Welcome to UAW Local 1050 Podcast. Brothers and sisters of UAW Local 1050, this is your President Gappy. Just wanted to make sure we keep everyone updated as best we can as we received information. We have reached out to our Region 2B Director, Dave Green, to ask for the International's full support in our upcoming contract negotiations. He responded that we will have his full support and that our time is now, and we need to get our members the dignity and work they deserve. We did get confirmation that probationary employees would be covered and entitled to strike benefits if we were to go out. As long as you have signed your union dues checkoff cards, which is done during your orientation with the union on your first week. The bargaining committee met with the company on Monday so they can tell us their forecast of the business. Of course, it's always, we need to do better, we need to make improvements, and we need to work together to get there. The company did express that they are aware that a lot of the issues are from the management side, which we expressed to them and our international rep. We in turn read our mission statement, if you will, on how we feel this company will succeed and let them know that all this feedback came from what our members are addressing to us. The following was read to the business unit presidents Neil Marchek from Aerospace, Randall Sheps from Wheels, and HR head Tom Holbert. It was addressed as such. UAW Local 1050 business case for success at Howmet Aerospace. We believe that this company has the potential for growth and profitability with the proper management, training, and investments. We have already seen the projections for the next 4 years, and there is plenty of business and plenty of potential for record profits. This company has seen profits year after year, and many of those years were record profits. But what will it take to truly sustain the longevity and continued success? First, we have to have a little history on how the company has managed to profit year after year and what it will now take to keep that going. In 2009, the 50,000-ton press had a catastrophic failure. The company came to union leadership asking for help. This help came by a 2-year contract extension with no raises and our membership being split going forward for retirement benefits. In 2010, a grievance was filed for the company unilaterally taking away a break period from the membership. Through the grievance procedure, the union was granted this grievance and award. The contract, which is mutually agreed upon by both parties, states, and I quote, "The decisions and awards of the Board of Arbitration shall be final and binding upon the parties," end quote. The company did not adhere to this language and took the case to court, where again, the union was granted the grievance and award. The company then came to the union leadership to ask for help on spreading this award out over time as to not be detrimental to the business. Our members were not very happy about this, but once again, it was up to us to bail the company out. For the next couple contracts, the company imposed upon our members the cost of weekly medical benefits taken from our pay. When we questioned the second price hike to our medical cost in 2017, citing that our predecessors from the steelworkers under the same company umbrella were not being charged for medical, we were told by the company that, rest assured, they will be paying on their next contract. Still to this day, they are at a fraction of the cost we incurred. Next, the company came after our retirees, taking away their much-needed additional cap credits toward their medical benefits. These members worked their entire lives to earn this, and they do not get raises or bonuses and are on fixed incomes. Then we had to trade off our first year pay for performance bonus to offset yet another attempt to increase our weekly benefit contributions. We then fell under a pandemic, and the company never missed a beat. We managed to stay profitable while other companies closed or lost a substantial amount of money. We were given no hazard pay, no paid sick time, and still had to wait 7 days to receive any benefits for disability, where salary employees gained theirs starting day one and also had the option to work from home. It is great sadness to tell you we lost 3 of our members during this pandemic. We have a CEO making $23 million with salary, bonus, and stock options this year alone. It would take the average member 287 years to make this much money. The scales are grossly tilted in how we share in this company's profitability. The projections for our facility for the next 4 years are that we are ramping up. The company has come to us over the past 5 to 7 years asking us how to hire good quality workers and retain them. We've always answered the same: pensions for all, higher wages, and no medical cost. That's just to mention a few. In order for any business to get ahead and keep being profitable, there must be investments made. The employees, our members, are the best assets you have. It is time for the company to loosen the purse strings and invest in its most important assets. This is how we will be successful for years to come. Without investing in these hardworking people, this business will sorely suffer. We have already seen a huge turnover of not only hourly but salary employees as well, leaving to go to other jobs that are offering what we've been asking for. Look around at the country these days. Not only are workers fighting for and getting good contracts by whatever means they need to do it, there are also many more big organizations starting to unionize. Starbucks is one of them. This is the time to do what's right. Take care of your assets, and that's what we believe to be a successful business case for Howmet Aerospace. That was the statement written, read to these leaders. Our new international rep, Brian Cole, was in attendance and also spoke up to the company about how the companies need to start paying attention to the needs of their workers who work dirty, dangerous jobs and don't sit behind a desk and collect six-figure salaries. He also expressed his disgust to the medical costs we are being made to pay. He spoke of several other things, and he seems very knowledgeable and is ready to stand behind us to fight for a fair contract. Tentatively, and I say tentatively, the payout dates reported by the company are the following: remainder of vacation time to be paid out the week of February 5th, perfect attendance bonus the week of February 12th, and performance pay of a whopping 1.36% the week of February 19th. Originally, when we reached out to the company and they mistakenly put these dates on a board in the plant, I did not have the number and I was confused how there was a date without us knowing what the percentage was. I reached out to Kevin Vedini, who had a panic attack, saying those dates should not have been put up there. They weren't planning on paying us out until March 1st. I said, March 1st? Are you planning on us being all inactive so we can't receive our money? He paused for a great long time and said, no, we don't want a work stoppage. We want to get a deal. I said, as do we. But the potential's there, and I want my members to get their money that they've earned. He then went on to say, well, this is standard for when we pay this out. I said, it is not. Absolutely is not. It's been paid out sometimes late February, but generally it's mid to end January. He then said he would get back to me, and when he did, he promised that it would be no later than the week of February 19th, which was originally posted, but he would try to get it sooner. As of this date, I have not heard of a sooner date other than they're on track for the week of the 19th. These dates, again, are provided by the company, so we will see. That's why I said tentatively. I'd like to give a big congratulations to Bridget Payne, our newly elected guide on the executive board. Bridget is a great addition to our board, and I look forward to her input and help. Please keep an eye out for new podcasts as we get into negotiations. And please, as always, go in and be safe.